Hey, welcome to the Starting Block here for another Thursday. You've got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who wondered why the new headphones he purchased this week direct from Colombia cost $2.5 million. My co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Very good. I was able to save up and bought my family a sack of potatoes the other week.
Yeah,
only had to sell the house.
Yep.
Sell the house, sell the car,
sell the firstborn. I'm sure you'll be able to redistribute the headphones to other areas, though.
Yes, of course. It's another socialism success story.
Very much so.
As well.
You been well?
Yeah.
Not really. You said you've tired. You've had about an hour's sleep in the last 3 weeks.
Working hard, being oppressed by the capitalist superstate, Greeno.
That'll happen.
Which is why we're, spending all this, lira over there?
Yep.
Does that sound about right, lira?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
We haven't done a geography fact for a while.
Well, you want to do a geography fact?
Yeah. What's the money in Venezuela?
That's a very good. That's a very good question, Damo. Okay.
Despite obviously worthless is one, but what's the official title?
Venezuelan.
Yeah.
Dollar. Currency. You after correct?
Currency. Yes.
Currency. Yeah, currency, we go.
Yes.
Currency. The Venezuela. The Bolivar.
The Bolivar.
The Bolivar. And okay. The symbol. It's hard to describe on radio.
Okay. Is it like shredded newspaper? Or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
It's a big old duck egg.
Okay.
Very excited. Big show, Damo. We can't muck about because we've got to play this quickly. And for a while. Let's load up the court dates, Damo, now. Straight into court dates because there's too many to get through. We've got to just, smash through them. Normally we give them the time they deserve.
Line them up.
But there's just too many.
It must have been busy for the Telegraph writers and the Herald writers in regards to the scandals, Greeno.
Very much
so. The never-ending scandals.
It got off to a very hot start last Friday when you're on Sean Kenny Dow, the Sydney Roosters Culture Club, Damo.
Okay. This is hot blow-off stripper's chest, is
exactly,
it?
Had okay. been charged with possession of cocaine after being arrested at a Sydney nightclub. So now he rocked up to the Ivy on a Thursday evening. It was rep weekend.
What kind of place is the Ivy? Have you ever been there?
I've been there once for a work Christmas party.
Upstanding establishment, suit, tie. That kind of thing?
No. It's a club. It's a dance club. It's definitely not a dank. It's upper class.
Upper class dance
club. And I'm pretty confident there's a reason that the drug dogs were at that venue.
Right.
He wasn't the only one
signatures.
That may have had a few.
Partake.
A few little saddies in his bag. Now,
Shorties.
Sure. Now we're going to double up again here.
Showing your Westie credentials.
Very
right
much so. We're going to double up here with this over the top of it.
Folks are dumb where I come from.
Now, that's good. I didn't know we could overlap like that.
Of course we can.
Oh,
we can do anything
technology.
On the show. Yeah. I, my producing credentials have gone up over the years.
A notch.
Yes. A notch, not much. No, I can play two things at the same time.
Just one.
Now, his response to this was, I had it on me, but I don't use drugs. I just carry it around with me.
Oh.
Dumbest.
He's obviously thought that through.
Of the week. So well done, Sean.
Only one step above, I'm just holding it for a friend.
Hold it for a friend. Mum. That's what he should have gone.
Yeah.
That would have been my go-to.
Oh, that's a foolproof.
Oh, without doubt, not mine.
So, okay, so who's your friend?
I don't know. These aren't my pants. that's what I would have gone with, pants.
That's very likely. I mean, we were talking about an NRL star.
Yeah. I just bought these pants from a shop. I didn't realise they had cocaine in them, officer.
Yeah.
Your Honour. Whatever it may be. All right, that brings us to court dates number two, Damo, because this happened on Friday, correct? So then Friday evening... Thursday night he was arrested. The reports came out on Friday.
Okay, so the Friday night, the footy world's recovering. They just want to get back to footy.
It's high alert. It's high alert, Damo. Beware.
Yeah, they're on the prowl.
SKD, he's already got the lawyer on retainer from his last incident.
Yeah,
so
speed dial.
He's already there, good
got
to go.
Got his own coffee mug in the office.
100%. Yeah. Now, he's...
Sharon Sean's back. Would you mind whipping his cutlery out of the pantry?
Just get his regular seat. He's come out. And so the Australia versus New Zealand test was on Friday evening. Mm. So everyone's on high alert after this. Okay. And the boys down in Canberra, you can't get in much trouble in Canberra. There's porn, there's fireworks, and you're covered. That's all
and
you really need.
And diplomatic immunity.
Yep. So, lo and behold, just the level of stupidity went up a notch when I saw that, one... Jesse Bromwich and Kevin Proctor purchased cocaine after last night's Anzac Day test. Mm-hmm. This was Friday evening, so they've realised... old Skidsy's in a bit of trouble over here. Yeah. How are we going to recover from that? I have to replay the music. How are we going to cover that?
We'll just keep it on loop.
Let's score some gear.
The proctor in the house.
So basically, they're alleged, they're pinned in court after allegedly selling. So Ken Brown was arrested. They're on video selling cocaine to those two players. Now,
wow.
I might have to.
How are you going to talk your way out of that one?
Well, you know how they're going to load it. They're going to do it. I'm going to load it up. Here we go. We're doubling up again.
Oh, the producing skills.
Folks are dumb where I come from.
Their response was, I can't remember purchasing cocaine or using it. I was too drunk.
Ah, good.
That's better. That's a step above Skidsies. They haven't gone the, they're not my pants.
I didn't do anything wrong. I was too drunk to remember.
Exactly, exactly. So, look, we need to, after that, we're like, okay, let's take some stock here.
Okay, so Friday's a write-off.
Friday's a write-off. We've already stuffed up Thursday night at
Thursday
the Ivy.
Thursday night's a write-off.
We've got Saturday, Friday night where we've stuffed up in Canberra.
So Saturday, can we just get back to some, you know, normalcy, some footy talk, some chatter.
Some something.
Keep it out of the courtrooms, the restrooms.
And at this point, you're like, you need to look at the leaders, Damo. The leaders need to set the example.
They need to stand up.
They need to steer the ship in the right direction.
Yes, rally the troops, Greeno. Circle the wagons.
Exactly.
So every cliche you can think of.
So I was really excited.
One of them.
Really excited to see the next day. Reports Cronulla Sharks chairman Damien Keogh has been charged with possession of drugs. Full story ASAP on the Daily Telegraph. So Damien Keogh, the guy that was involved in sacking Ben Barber for a bit of old
sniffy
earlier this year.
Wow, that's true.
He was found in possession of none other than
maybe that's just the stuff he took off one of the players, though. Let's be fair.
That would have been my response, personally. It would have been, look, this isn't mine.
No.
I confiscated this
from somebody
from
else.
From somebody. Yeah. And I just happened to take it into the bathroom, Your Honour.
I went in there to flush it down the toilet. Because I find it repulsive and disgusting. And I want to set an example for the team, the players.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he, just out of curiosity, does he get to keep his job? Or?
No, so he's resigned.
He resigned.
He resigned from the Sharks. However, he's still in charge and CEO of an entertainment, massive entertainment company, Val Morgan.
Val Morgan, the movie people.
The movie people. Because there's no drugs in Hollywood, Damon.
No.
That's enough. That's enough, Court. That's.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Oh, you want to back on?
Oh, we've got another court date, don't we?
No, we've got Racist Block next, Damer.
Yeah, there was another court date, though.
No, there's two more later. They're in the
later
second
on,
segment.
The second segment. We had to split them up.
I didn't want to overwhelm the audience with too many court dates.
No, that's fair enough. I just wanted to say you said there's no drugs in Hollywood. I don't know if, like, theatre management really counts as, you know, Hollywood status, does it? Does it really?
No, not really.
No.
But it's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, beautiful. Well done, Chairman of the Sharks.
Can I stop the court dates now?
What a place to do it. Yeah.
Actually, while we got the court dates going, word is that Ben Barber's been sacked by Toulon today.
Yeah.
And welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah, let's just.
We never hear the end of it.
Yeah. You know what, turn it off beforehand?
This little guitar at the end.
Just killing airtime, really. Segment.
That was an epic segment.
That was. That's probably the biggest, you know, back-to-back-to-back, with more back-to-backs to go later, court dates.
And once again, the family-friendly, squeaky-clean credentials in the NRL just goes up a notch.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
Goes up a notch.
So, we've had that drama, and they were like, so let's throw a bit of racism while we're at it. Racist block now, Damo. Okay. So, the Broncos star Sam Thaiday has been forced to apologise after sparking racism on Channel 9's The Footy Show. The Footy Show saying something untoward?
Oh, when would that ever happen? I don't understand.
Heaven forbid. I like how they're already starting to, like, trying to fluff him up a little bit in this article.
Okay.
The Australian Kangaroos representative, fan favourite, has outraged social commentators for a one-line joke he tried to make on Thursday night.
Greeno, does anyone care what online social commentators think?
Not particularly.
Generally, these people are trash.
He's lost a sponsorship or something as a result of it.
Because
of this comment. So they were talking about who their first crushes were.
It'd want to be offensive.
Because that's what you want to talk about on The Footy Show, who your first crush was.
Yeah.
Reason I haven't watched The Footy Show in a decade.
Well, see, they're trying to copy us. They're trying to be the anti-football show.
We don't talk about who our celebrity crushes were.
No, we do talk about red carpet events, though.
Yeah, but that's
gardening.
That's topical.
Pastry.
That's very important.
Yeah, nightclubs.
The blockheads, they need to know.
The blockheads are very important to the show, Greeno.
Sam Thaiday said Halle Berry was his first crush before inferring his crush on the star actress was during his, inverted commas, jungle fever phase of preferring dark girls.
Right.
Apparently, so there you go. That was apparently what he said.
He said, if it ain't white, it ain't right.
Yeah.
No, I figured out it If it ain't white, it ain't right. Yeah, mm.
there you go.
So later on, he went to White Girls.
Apparently.
So this
wasn't he involved
this
in...
This is outrage? I don't know.
Wasn't he involved in the toilet trust threesome?
He was.
With White Girls,
wasn't particularly picky that night.
No, he wasn't. Him and Darius in the cubicle.
Yeah, I think Halle Berry's a pretty common choice for a man of Sam's vintage.
Mm.
And, you know... Oh, he can't say Jungle Fever. Doesn't he have brown skin himself?
Well, no, I don't think the Jungle Fever was the thing. I think it was If It Ain't White, It Ain't Right.
Oh, so it was white people.
I don't know which one was offensive, because I don't find neither of them offensive.
No, that's right. And who knows, really? Because normally it doesn't, you know, you can't be racist towards white people.
Mm.
So, I don't know, online social commentators, get in touch with us at the starting blog, one word, drop the K.
Which people are you offended by?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, if you can untwist your knickers and just... You know, spit out a legible, cohesive sentence.
Yep.
Not just like exclamation points and name calling.
Yeah.
If you can actually tell us the reason for your outrage and why you think, you know, it matters to the world, to the universe, let us know.
Give us a holler.
At the same
block. No care at the end.
Anyway, I would say on your Sam and Halle Berry.
Yeah, yep. Well done.
Yep.
I hope that you find true love.
Just now, I'll just give a little tip of the hat to Halle Berry there.
Three thumbs up.
Great, three thumbs
up. It's a gag.
Nice, Gary.
Before, I guess...
nice, Hallie.
The pre-Coke party, Damo, there was a game of footy on. Mm. Now, Australia played New Zealand there on Friday night. Australia got the biggies 30-12.
They smashed them.
Turned it off after about 6 minutes because they were already up 20-0 by that stage.
Okay. 6 minutes?
It wasn't really 6 minutes. It was 17 minutes when I turned it off.
17. We gave it a chance.
Tries to the redemption story, Josh Jugan.
Oh, okay, he's back. Mitchell Johnson Award?
No, not quite. Not quite, because he's gone again because he fractured his cheekbone.
Okay. It's a shame we haven't had a Mitchell Johnson Award for a while.
Another redemption story. The sex pest, Blake Ferguson scored a try. Will Chambers, Tyson Frizzell, and Jake Trbojevic scored tries. Mm. Jonathan Thurston kicked 5 goals for the Kiwis.
And got injured.
And got injured as well. Simon Mannering, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck both scored consolation tries. Jordan Kahu with 2 goals.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about that match anymore? No, not really.
No, not really. City Country.
Now, the final one, Damo. Yep. So I made sure I plunked...
The last one.
I plunked my ass on a seat to see who they'd picked because it was just random. Mm. The game was all right.
Didn't they have 2 less players? They had to call in a couple of Dubbo boys or something.
They couldn't name their squad at 10:30 on Monday as required because Freddie could only find 15 people to drink with. So they need to find 2 more. And so they scoured the pubs, found a couple of guys. Yep. Now City won 20
spots.
Exactly. Well done. City won 20-10. Like I said, game was fairly uneventful, but nice to see out there in the bush and played. Aussie Jimmy Tamoy, Damo.
Jimmy Tamoy.
I don't know if he got man of the match because I turned it off by that stage. He deserved man of the match.
Aussie Jim.
And
the big farewell for Paul Gallen. Was there another victory lap, Greeno?
They let him kick the final goal, Damo.
Did they really?
You know? He's played a whole 2 games for City.
Yes.
But let's let's hoist Gal up on our shoulders and let him kick.
Very passionate.
He's a City hero, Damo. I won't hear him besmirched. Let's do NRL preview. Chuck a wheelie, show us your tips for the NRL, Damo. Now, you suspiciously avoided showing up last week after I took a nice 4-tip lead overall.
Is that right?
I picked two extra in the NRL, 2 extra in the AFL week before last. So.
Okay, well, it was a good week to miss last week because the tips, we'll get to the AFL later on, but it was absolutely ridiculous.
It would have been terrible. Okay. Let's focus on NRL first. Right, versus Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Cowboys.
With no Thurston, no Scott.
Yes.
All right, I'm going Dogs.
Good doggies for Greeno.
Sharkies versus the Dragons.
Take the Dragons.
I'm going the Sharkies.
Okay.
Dragons, no Dugan and also no Widdop.
Right.
Tigers v Rabbitohs.
Take the Tigers.
I'm taking Tigers there too.
Okay.
You got the Panthers versus the Warriors.
I think I'll go the Warriors.
I'm going Warriors as well because Penrith are murdered at the moment.
Yes, they are rubbish.
Even though they had 17 representatives in the City Country game.
Yes, because
who else are you going to pick?
Because they're very passionate.
Storm versus Tigers. Well, Gus was driving up there anyway, Damo. He's driving a Mudgee. He goes, boys, hop on.
Hop in the back.
Hop in the bus.
Hop in the back of the
ute. It was like the Partridge Family bus there from Penrith.
Wood paddle station wagon.
Gus driving it along. All the boys singing show tunes in the back. It was sensational.
Wheels on a bus go round and round.
Where's the blow? Yeah. Storm versus Tigers. Titans.
I think I'll take the Storm. No, this is the Crazy Malarkas.
Storm versus the Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas. Now, sorry, I'm going to just veer off for a second.
Oh, in the bus.
In the bus, because you just reminded me of a gag. I put together, like, I can put some pretty inane shit on Twitter, right? They're kind of pointless, nothing really that funny.
Yeah, you know, the starting block one
plenty of, plenty of typographical errors, et cetera, et cetera. And I crafted a really nice joke during the City Country game.
You manicured it.
Where I manicured it. I was really happy with the wording. I'm like, yeah, it hits all the right buttons.
This is the one. This is the one.
Bang, only two retweets.
Really?
And it was filthy. It was obviously a cocaine joke, but at the same time, I was like, you know, anyone know a good place to score coke in Mudgee? Asking for 34 friends. I thought it was quite amusing.
Yeah,
City Country is there.
Yeah.
But nothing. No involvement. No take up.
No love.
So disappointed.
Well, it's a, you know, it's a tough audience, Graham.
It is, you know. Twitter, it's harsh.
It's a tough audience. The problem you made was, you know, putting intelligence into it. Yes.
If I'd shown a big picture of my boobies.
Yes.
Retweet Central.
Retweet Central, yes.
Or massive ass cheeks a la a Kardashian.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what you need.
Yeah. If you were more vacuous.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be more popular.
I've got to work more on my body shape, I've realised, to be a success on Twitter.
You've got quite a lot of work.
Fair bits to do. Now, what do we got? Storm versus the Malarkas?
I'm going to take the Storm.
I'm taking Storms too.
Okay.
Now, Seagulls versus Broncos.
Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going Bronx as well.
Okay.
You got Knights versus Raiders.
Take your boys, Greeno.
I'll be
Raids.
Taking my boys as well. But they're going to be plucky, the Knights, Damo.
Yeah, they're very plucky.
They're plucky.
They've got a lot of heart, Greeno.
They do. They
got
try.
A lot of ticker.
They try, but they still suck.
Ticker.
And wrap it up, the Culture Club, Sydney Roosters and the Eels.
I'll take the Cox, Greeno.
I'll take the Cox too, Damo.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, get in touch with us at the Starting Block. One word, drop the K at the end. Facebook, Twitter, the podcast, Greeno, startingblock.podbean.com. YouTube, there's a couple of clips out there. Haven't done one for a while, though. If you've got a suggestion for a YouTube clip and you want us to make fun of something, or let us know.
Throw it in. Starting Block. Throw it all in. Okay. All right, got to load this back up again, Damo, because, you know, because why not?
Hey.
Court dates. It's a different type of court dates, Damo. No one in the you know, NRL world is in trouble, per se, but someone in the NRL world has been involved in a court case, if you will. an emotional Aaron Mullen, Damo, has denied having an affair with champion yachtsman Anthony Bell, an allegation made against the TV host during a Sydney domestic violence court case.
Sent the spinnaker up, eh?
Exactly. Mullen has been accused by Bell's former wife, Kelly Landry, a former model and TV presenter. They were crewmates in the 2016 Sydney to Hobart yacht race.
Oh, dear.
She was in tears, Damo. She said how tough it's been. Her fiancé and her family fighting back tears. They're pretty devastated to be dragged in what's a very sad situation, particularly given the insinuation of an inappropriate relationship. I can assure you there's not one iota of truth to any of that speculation, Damo. Now, that brings me back to a story that you told me a little while ago about Aaron Mullen just making up a story at a Cindy Wanderer's function.
Correct.
Where no one really wanted to give her the time of day because she'd been slagging off.
She was trying to interview people. Yeah, she was trying to interview people in line waiting to get into the Wanderer's home pub there. This was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that.
A couple of years ago, yeah.
You know, when I think it was the first season. And, you know, none of the fans really particularly wanted to speak to Channel 9 for pretty salient reasons.
Yep.
And then proceeded to say everyone was aggressive, they were attacking me, and, you know, none of this was caught on camera, obviously. Yeah. So, you know, ever since then I've kind of had this, well, you know, I can't believe a word you say. Because I was there, I was standing there watching it. Nothing happened.
Exactly.
So and then your Danny Widler's come out and say, oh, this is disgraceful, it's disgusting, these people acting like this. It's like, Danny, you weren't there, mate.
So I just love the irony of this, Aaron Mullen not enjoying an allegedly made-up story. I thought they'd be right up her alley.
Yeah.
you want to do this one, this court date? This is your baby, the radio edition of NRL
broadcaster
court
Ray Hadley, Greeno. Shock jock! Big shock jock! Has emerged victorious in a protracted 20-month court battle with two disgraced former Parramatta Eels officials. They just can't get it right, can they?
No.
At board level. It's either salary caps or the board members stuffing about.
Or Brett Kenny.
Brett Kenny.
Out the front yelling at him.
Do you remember when we first started this show? We were like, can't you give Brett Kenny a proper job?
Yeah, because he was a garbo, cleaner, yeah.
Yeah, he's going around the place picking up rubbish from the car park.
That's how they treat the legends there in Para.
It's like, and at the time, they couldn't win a game. Stephen Kearney's in there coaching. You've got one of the best of all time out in the car park emptying bins.
Yeah.
No wonder they can't get it right. Former Chairman Steve Sharp and ex-Deputy Chairman Tony Issa, after the 2GB host attacked them on air for lies and mismanagement of the club, Greeno. I was suspected Ray Hadley was a closet Para Eels fan.
So they were suing Hadley, were they?
Yes.
For defamation. I thought it was the other way round.
No, they sued Ray because he, you know, spoke his mind and said, that, you know, Ray Hadley, he's a oh, these blokes are clowns and they don't know what they're doing, blah, 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 blah. So they obviously didn't like
it. So they've lost, and then in the end it's cost them $60,000.
Yeah, yeah, funny that.
They run a tight ship there, Sarah.
They run a tight ship.
I'm going to sue you, but it's going to cost me $60,000.
Just write it off, mate.
Well done. That was a big old day of court dates, Damo. Yeah. We could put together an hour worth of YouTube clips just on the court dates.
I'm glad we're through it.
I'm done with the court dates.
Can you just behave this weekend, boys? Otherwise, we're going to have to start paying royalties on that.
Exactly.
On that music.
We need a recess. Yeah. let's talk a little bit of NBA playoffs, Damo.
Give it to me.
Mix it up. So. At the start of this season, we're talking about how it's a waste of time even playing the season. Let's just let the Cavs and the Warriors play in the final.
Yeah.
So far, it's kind of going to that script.
Sure.
So the Cavs in the, I guess this is like preliminary final, if you will. Mm-hmm. They swept the Raptors 4-0. They're done. They're already through. They've got a week off, pretty much, waiting for their opponent to be decided. Mm-hmm. The Warriors over there in the West, they swept the Jazz 4-0.
Okay.
They've got a week off.
Week off. So they're going to be pretty prepped and ready to go.
They'll be pretty fresh, Damo. Yeah. Your Spurs, you're not your
no,
Spurs.
No, my
the
Rockets.
Spurs lead your Rockets 3-2. The Rockets pissed away the last game, really, when Kawhi Leonard went down injured, and then they still managed to lose in overtime. James Harden couldn't hit a basket.
Oh, wow.
So they got a bit of an uphill battle there.
No shame losing to the Spurs, but I mean, it's the same old story for the Rockets. The Rockets are a very, very capable team.
Oh, very much so.
A very, very good team. We're a very well balanced team.
Yeah.
But it's like you just can't get to that final hurdle. That's how hard it is to win championships if you don't have LeBron or Tony Popovich.
Yeah, Tony Popovich.
Tony Popovich, Greg Popovich.
Yeah. I was like, is it Tony?
Well, they're both Popoviches.
I wonder
there must be something in the pop.
Yeah.
There must be something in the pop that makes teams crackle green.
I laughed a little bit. I touched on show on ESPN. Touched on it last week after the the Rockets got the first win, right?
And here we go.
All the ESPN pundits were like, "Oh, they're too old. They're too old. They're too old. The Spurs, they're done. Here we go.
Finished.
They're finished.
It's Geelong."
And this ESPN commentator stepped up and he goes, "Hang on a sec, like." They'll win game two, and they'll be like, "Oh, they're experienced. They're not old anymore. They're experienced. They've got what it takes to win finals. They've been there before."
Don't you just
and
love that
and
framing?
Behold,
yeah.
After the second game, what the guy said,
"It's experience.
Happened. Oh, they're experienced. They just know how to win. They know how to come back.
They know how to do it. Yeah. They've been there, done that.
They've been there, done that." Game one, they were too old.
This is how people carry on in their careers in commentary in sports, because this is how they pretend like they're never wrong.
It's all hot takes. We at least tell you we don't know what we're talking about.
No, we don't
bother with hot takes.
We wear our ignorance on our sleeve, like with pride, and say, "Look at us. Like, we've got no idea.
No idea.
You're listening to us because we're just blathering crap."
Exactly. The only reason I know anything about these playoff games because I listened to a quick, brief bit of it on ESPN. That was it.
Yeah, and you're probably in a better place.
Yeah.
Because you're not invested.
I'm going to give more articulate comments on the series.
Of course. Because you're an outsider looking in. You're not in the bubble,
Central.
Greeno.
100%.
Hot takes.
And Boston got the lead today.
That's become a very common term in the last, two, 3 weeks, hasn't it?
It's just basically when you go off on a rant.
Yeah. No. It's when you, what would you say? If you're, I don't know. It's like putting a massive spin on something. Like maybe a positive spin or a spin to attack somebody else.
Yeah.
When it's like you're really clutching at straws to do it, you know.
Pretty much, that's
a hot take, mate.
Yeah.
I wish I could think of an example.
We'll think of one in the next break.
Well, no, we just had one. Yeah, they're too old.
They're too old. Hot take.
No, they're too experienced.
Yeah.
they know how to win. Okay.
Boston lead the Wizards 3-2 in that particular series. No one's been able to win a game away from home in that series, though.
Really?
Yep. So okay. Boston won all three they played at home, but they got home field advantage. So,
Celtics.
You know, advantage.
You're wearing a Celtics jacket today?
I am. It was freezing outside when I left to the show. So, you know, Celtics jacket is on.
Boston?
No reason why. It's got nothing to do with the fact the finals are on.
No.
But, just be cold, be chilly.
Do you have people approach you like, "Hey, you like poops, man"?
Well, I did. I did have someone earlier in the week, a lady's like, "Oh, you're a big fan of Celtic, are you?" And I'm like, "Oh, Boston."
Well, Celtic.
She's like, "Oh, no, Celtic, the soccer team." I'm like, "No, that's completely different.
Boston Celtics.
That's the one."
Yeah.
All right, Damo, this is about our favourite part. It's my new favourite part of the show, Damo.
Mm.
Hot toss off the press.
Do you want a bit of... we're going to get a bit of intro music.
We need a bit of intro music.
But in the meantime, I'll just take care of it. Bump, bump. Oh, yeah. Bump, bump. Everyone knows that tune.
That's a tune.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think we have to pay royalties if we do it that way.
No, it's fine. As long as we do it.
Yeah.
It's an homage.
Bump, bump.
Bump. Hot toss. Yeah. Do we need to discuss how the hot toss fits into the hot section?
Hot section.
Because forget about hot takes. Because we've got hot goss.
Hot goss. Which is good.
Which is good. We like hot goss. You got hot dross.
And we don't want hot dross. No, that's just rubbish. That's a bit of hot take, actually.
That's hot take. And then we've got hot toss.
Hot toss.
Smut. That's how we do it. It's a bit of smut for you, Damo. Just trying to wrap up the segment. And if we're going to go anywhere for smut,
it'd be here.
You go here and you go to the US.
Yeah. So, or Ivy Nightclub.
Or either way, different type of smart.
Or Sam Thido.
What if there's any jokes here about, you know, jungle fever?
Yeah. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, Gruner.
Exactly. Kevin Plawecki couldn't help but smile as soon as he saw reporters walking in his direction. It was at the wrong end of a clubhouse joke, but the young catcher handled the prank with class, answering questions about how a sex toy, which was accidentally included in a photo by the Mets account late Friday in a photo with TJ Rivera, ended up in his locker. He claimed that there were some pranksters, Damo.
Some pranksters. I'm just holding it for a friend.
I don't really know how to handle this one. No pun intended.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
We're back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. A bit of AFL talk, Damo. Now, like I said, we've been doing the tips over the last, six rounds?
Yes.
Sporadically.
Yes.
Here and there. Without knowing a single iota...
Iota.
About the sport. Somehow I'm leading the tipping.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes, isn't
so it? So it just goes to show, like, all the tipsters out there who talk about...
The experts.
I've got a system, blah, blah, blah. I'm just guessing here, and I'm still doing pretty handy.
Smashing it. You wouldn't have got many last week, though. Do you know last week, Greeno?
Yeah, let's see how I went last week. Yeah, no, I didn't get the first... Oh, no, I did get the first one. I picked St Kilda.
No.
Listen to the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Against the Giants?
Against the Giants, because I said the Giants had such a big game against the Western Bulldogs that I reckon they're going to come in a bit flat and St Kilda are going to sneak over them.
Okay, we're going to go back to the tape.
We need to go back to the tape.
Our
way, I'm going to have to... Like, where's the...
Are you going to go back to the tape now?
No, not the tape. I'm going to do this one.
Yeah.
See if we can get it playing. Oh, good stuff.
Nice,
Windows,
Gary.
Windows Media Player, you know, faulting here.
Okay.
That's what we want. Let's give it one more try. Stepping back in time. I said that last week.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah. Step back in time. Thank you, Kylie.
I don't know. We need to know a word to the station about whoever keeps on putting that media player on repeat.
Can't have that.
It gets a little bit annoying having to do double, you know.
Nice, Gary.
Or nice step back in times.
Or since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone, whatever.
Yep.
However, if this was to be played a couple of times back to back.
Who would complain?
No one would complain about this. Bit of Manny.
Bit of Manny in the morning.
Well, let's have a bit of Manny in the background while we go through the AFL.
Why not?
If I love you. St Kilda 108 beat GWS 85.
Yeah, first time St Kilda's won on a Friday night, I think, for about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't get to play many, by the way.
Similar to the way GWS first game, you said first Friday night game two rounds ago.
Yeah, back to back. So that'll be it for the rest of the year.
They're done for the next decade. Thanks for coming.
Greeno, this round, every team below their opponent on the ladder won.
Really?
So, yep. So every single game. So if just say if it was 4th versus 8th, the 8th team won.
Yep.
If it was 16th versus 18th, the 18th team won.
Yeah.
So every game, the lower ranked team won. Mm. It's the first time in the history of the sport that that's ever happened.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, I would have been all right in my tips
so
then.
So pick the winners. I mean, that's a payout. You would have got a very happy payout.
Given I have no idea where anyone is on the ladder, it didn't impact my tipping, so I must have gone all right.
You did go all right.
North absolutely destroyed the Crows.
Destroyed them. I sent you a message, Greeno. First quarter, 64-0.
Yep.
The first quarter. And North Melbourne, what? They won their first game last week against Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Adelaide were undefeated, and all week everyone's gone, they can't be beat.
Yeah.
The season's over.
Yeah.
Lock them in. They're going to win the grand final. Yeah. They're the best team. And then they come out and get absolutely snotted by the 16th ranked North Melbourne.
64-0.
Incredible.
One quarter.
Collingwood on their big anniversary weekend, Greeno, got pumped by the Blues, 79-56. Yep. West Coast Eagles upset Port Adelaide Power at home after everyone said the West Coast Eagles can't win away.
Yep.
Went over there and won away.
So they can win away.
Yep. Gold Coast defeated the Geelong Cats, Greeno. So that's back-to-back losses for the Cats now. Collingwood last week, Gold Coast this week.
I think I picked Gold Coast in that one.
Yeah, that's a very good tip if you did do it. Western Bulldogs defeated Richmond. A bit of controversy at the end of the game there with a deliberate out-of-bounds in their own forward 50.
Wow.
So everyone was kind of standing around going, okay, so there's seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
You think this guy is deliberately putting it out-of-bounds
yeah.
when he's near his own goal to yeah. score a goal.
Why would he do that?
That's a hot take, Greta.
That's a very hot take.
Swans got their first win of the year. No more Owen.
Against Brisbane, though.
Yeah, against Brisbane.
Does it count?
Well, yeah, because Brisbane was above them on the ladder.
Well, everyone was above them on the ladder.
That's
won
true.
Yet.
So, unfortunately, no more Owen Greeno.
Yeah.
So, they're 1-6.
The Owen memes.
Meme is gone. Hawthorn only... I felt so bad for Melbourne. I watched the last quarter of that game.
You don't feel bad for Melbourne.
I did. Because they really tried to guts out. They were 34 points down at that in that game at one stage.
Yeah.
And they ended up just losing by three. Just couldn't get the bickies.
Yeah.
Hawthorn, the class of the elder statesman, just stood up to win by 3 points.
Yeah.
And Fremantle... Essendon won that entire game. They were still leading, I think, maybe 5-10 minutes into the last quarter.
Yeah.
And ended up losing by, what, 40?
Yep.
Thereabouts?
Yeah, so there you go, 40-odd. 47.
That's how you choke. That's how you fall apart at the last hurdle.
If you're going to do it, you might as well.
Because you see no sustenance, no stamina, Greeno, in the Essendon
I wonder what's causing that.
I don't know. Let's
do a preview. Track
okay.
the show. Tips, AFL edition.
Yep. I'm going to take West Coast.
Yeah, I'll go West Coast as well.
Okay.
Actually, no, sorry, I changed that.
Strike that, reverse it. Dogs yep. for the Greeno.
Yep.
Hawthorn versus Brisbane.
I'm going to go Hawthorn.
Yep, same here. St Kilda versus Carlton.
I'm
going to go the Saints as well.
GWS Collingwood.
First game back at home since round two, Greeno, for the Giants. A big one at Spotless coming off the loss.
Put some fresh turf in.
Fresh turf is about bloody time
yeah.
because the horses tear it up during the Easter show.
Yeah, that's how they do it. That's
they
the
get the
they
horses
get
marching around and yeah. all the animals eating the grass. It's a bloody football field. Oh, speaking of horses.
Beautiful singing. Beautiful singing, Matty. Thank you for the accompaniment.
I'm going to take the Giants in their return home.
Right, excellent.
Yep.
I'm going GWS as well.
GWS. Geelong and Essendon versus Geelong for me.
Yeah, the Essendon three quarters versus the Cats.
Cats, two losses in a row.
Really? Oh, yeah, put me down for a Cat then.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cats. Adelaide Crows versus Melbourne. Adelaide back at home. Adelaide Oval.
Oh, lock them in.
Yep.
I'll win by 50.
Pocket. Yeah. 50?
50.
Okay, mark that down.
That's my Tim Simona exotic bet of the week.
Exotic bet of the week.
There we go.
Richmond versus Fremantle.
Yeah,
tough one because I expect the Richmond collapse to be in full swing now.
Well, you're going Richmond collapse again.
I don't know. It's a tough one. I think I'm actually going to tip Richmond to bounce back.
I'm going
back.
Richmond's work and they're going to bounce back.
Okay. Gold Coast versus Port Adelaide up there in the Gold Coast, Greeno.
Go on, Port.
Port? I'm going to take the Gold Coast because I reckon they're on a bit of a roll.
I like it. Okay. And then, this would have been the dream matchup. The back-to-back Owens.
Oh, yes, wouldn't it have?
This would have, but unfortunately they had to stuff it up by going and winning a few games. Yeah. North v. Swannies.
Confidence would be high after knocking over Adelaide last week.
Yeah.
The Swans probably not so high after beating the Brisbane Lions at home.
I'm going North.
I'm going to take North as well.
All right. Before we get to the A-League Grand Final, Damo, a hot take is a piece of deliberately provocative commentary that is based almost entirely on shallow moralising in response to a news story, usually written on tight deadlines with little research or reporting and even less thought. So it is very much like this show.
Yeah, okay. It's similar to what I thought. Like, spin, like a massive positive on something or a massive negative on something.
Yeah, it's deliberately provocative.
Someone.
It's
yeah.
trying to,
it's a hot take.
But just something up without knowing anything about it.
Right.
So this show. This show is a hot take.
We should rename the show The Hot Take.
The Hot Take.
Okay.
What did you watch any of the A-League Grand Final, Damo?
I did, Greeno. I caught the penalty shootout. And the Mitchell Stark party whistle wins. We're almost out of time.
I was going to refer to it as the Judge Judy party whistle this week.
Judge Judith Scheindland.
That'd be the more appropriate party whistle to be blown this week, I think, Damo. No pun intended. We didn't really talk about the A-League Grand Final. We might as well touch on it because we've got time to fill. I'm going to throw out a hot take, Damo.
Hot take.
Sydney FC are the greatest team in the history of the A-League. this particular team, greatest in the A-League.
I don't care.
In all of history.
I wanted victory to
hot
win.
Hot take right there.
Hot take.
It would have been pretty ironic if after the season they got dusted in the final.
Well, apparently Victory played a lot better in the grand final than Sydney FC did.
So you literally only watched the shootout.
Yeah, no, I watched the shootout, yeah. You know, shootouts are fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously gut-wrenching for the people watching.
I'll watch any game in overtime. You put an NBA game in overtime, sure, or a baseball game in extra innings,
I'll tune in.
Because
it's life and death, baby.
Oh, yeah. Anything could happen.
Last game of the season.
I watched 9 innings the other day of Yankees versus, I think it was Cubs. Mm. I had zero interest in the game, but it was in extra innings. I watched 9 innings of it because it went to 18.
What I found most interesting was the post-match interviews, Greeno.
Yeah.
And they went up to Graham Arnold and, you know, congratulations, Arnie, all that sort of razzmatazz. And he said, this year I wanted to show my true self. And I thought, we've already seen it. Remember that banner?
The RBC. We've seen it. Go back and check out our YouTube.
We've seen Arnie's true
we've
self.
Definitely seen Arnie's membership drive.
Motorsport.
Now, do a bit of motorsport. That's literally all we've got in the A-League Grand Final.
Yeah, that's good enough.
That'll keep everyone happy.
I'm not going to line up to suck up Sky Blue's backside.
No. My point is, we've covered it so poorly that it kind of, you know, gives credence to our, you know, stance that we probably shouldn't have soccer
our
people
haters
come in as a guest, because we don't really talk about soccer that much.
No, but I mean, if Sydney FC win stuff, expect even less.
Oh yeah, without doubt.
I'm completely disinterested in Sydney FC.
MotoGP demo. Yep. I'd say cracking race, but I don't know, I didn't watch it.
Cracking race.
Danny Pedrosa.
Have you watched any motorsport this year, or are you just tuned out?
Just tuned out. Mm. All the time, man.
MotoGP hasn't been the same for a while.
Problem is, the reason I used to be able to watch motorsport plenty, but it used to be on,
late.
10 o'clock at night.
I'd
start till midnight, I'd watch a race, have a couple of beers, get up at 5 in the morning. Didn't matter, it was fine.
Yep.
I got a youngin', she wakes me up at 2, 4, 6. Mm. I can't be afforded to get to sleep at midnight.
No, that's
to
right.
Watch Lewis Hamilton win again.
Yeah. Very boring stuff.
So, yeah.
The denim vest, Greeno.
100%. The Tag Heuer watch. There we go.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you a story. Remember that ad?
Yeah.
It's a classic ad.
Rubbish.
I'd like to tell you a story about a watch. No, we don't want to hear it, Lewis.
He's a great
Shut
man.
Up!
He's a great man. That's a hot take.
That's a hot take right there.
Yeah.
Danny, but no, that's based on fact.
Yeah.
That's not a hot take. That's fact. Danny Pedrosa got the win.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's definitely not a hot take.
Right.
Mark Marquez, second.
Jorge.
Was third. This is a new name up here, Damo.
Johan. Zarco.
Very French name, obviously.
Sounds almost like a,
Johann
what would you say, Zarko. Enlightenment era superhero.
It does a little
I am Zarco.
Johan Zarco. He almost might be our new favourite. It's no Tito Rabbit or Maverick Vinales, but
dun,
it's up
dun, dun,
there.
Zarco.
Here you go. Jonas Vogler. What are you made of his work so far this season?
He came to put pressure on the king.
Yep. And the
Zarco,
the man
in
who was
cinemas this Thursday.
That's pretty good voiceover impersonation.
Thank you.
Happy with that. Now Valentino Rossi, who was leading the championship coming into this race down there in 10th. Where's our boys? Tito Rabbit was not classified. Cal Crutchlow was not classified.
Cal, what are you doing, mate?
And Jack Miller. Aussie was down there in 43rd. I was trying to explain the call me cow to one of my colleagues today. Because one of the guys from our Melbourne team was up, and he's like, oh, is your show on tonight?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it is. Like, if you want to get tune in. And he goes, oh, you talk sport and stuff? And I went, not really.
Talk a bit of crap.
And I'm like, example, I talked about how our rundown was court dates, dildos, and a motorsport race that I hadn't watched.
Sure. Yeah, it's the stuff that people want to hear because they're not going to get it anywhere else.
Anywhere else, exactly. Hot take. Do we bother talking the V8s at all? We've got 2 minutes, but I don't really care.
No, let's freeball it.
Let's freeball it.
What are you looking forward to on the weekend, Greeno?
This weekend?
Mm.
Mother's Day. Big shout out to Mum.
Yeah, the Mum's everywhere. Congratulations,
Mum. Congratulations.
Going to take your Mum to the footy.
Hey,
get her a hot dog.
I love
cold,
the fact.
Cold VB.
Did you see who the Roosters put on their poster for Mother's Day?
No.
The sex pest Blake Ferguson.
Is that right?
That's how they do it.
Mummy's little secret.
Come on down
secret.
To the Roosters game, get a grope.
Yeah.
The mums will love it. Well done to the Roosters. So,
get your mum a hot take.
Big shout out to the mums for Mother's Day. You catching up with your mum over the weekend?
Yeah, going to get her over, cook her a barbie or something.
Yep. Yeah. Check out the new deck. Because you've been building.
Mums.
You've been doing a bit of Jamie Dury Burke's backyard scenario
You're
recently.
Doing a bit of little sprucing up.
Yeah.
A little veggie garden now. A little back patio area.
You get about $400,000 worth of blinds, I believe.
Yeah, something like that, roughly.
Yep.
So, yep. It's all looking good. It's all looking spruce.
Good.
It's all looking spiffy.
How's it go with the heat over the winter?
Quite good, actually, because we dragged in one of those cheapo gas heaters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The only problem is the gas bottle only lasted about 3 days.
That doesn't help, no.
No, so because I got one of those little 3.7 jobbies, so I need to upgrade it.
Oh, yeah.
Get a big one. If I need to get a lot of gas in one hit.
Yeah.
What was it, Sean Kenny Dow? Can I get in touch with him?
You can get, yeah, get
he's
on the blower.
He's my man.
Get on the blower to Sean Kenny Dow. He'll sort you out.
Sort me out with the gas.
We'll have to come up with a new segment coming forward, best place to score gear for the coming weekend. So... I'll get in touch with my NRL contacts and find where we can get some good business.
Yeah, put the call out.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the